Right now, Hillary Clinton is touring Asia for her first official trip as Secretary of State. Today, she arrived in Indonesia, the place President Obama spent much of his childhood. Indonesia is the largest majority Muslim country in the world. Mrs. Clinton praised the country for its multi-ethnic democracy and its efforts to fight terrorism. Indonesia's had some problems with homegrown Islamic extremists, but the government has a program aimed at de-radicalizing militants. Correspondent Dorian Marina has the story.
When Indonesian police arrested Nasir Abbas in April 2003, the 34-year-old was seen as one of the top leaders of Jemaah Islamiyah. That's the group responsible for the deadly bombings in Bali in 2002. At first, Nasir refused to speak with the police, but then they did something that surprised him.
They asked my favor to assist them, to help them, to stop the crime, to stop the violence.
Slowly, the police gained his trust, and Nasir decided to help them. He went into the country's prisons to try to persuade other radicals to renounce violence. Nasir's efforts are part of a government de-radicalization program that began shortly after the Bali bombings. Ansiad Mumbai is the head police coordinator for counterterrorism. He says the program has two parts.
First is targeting directly to the terrorists who are in police custody and in prison. And secondly is to address the broader community which terrorists support.
Many observers say the first part has had some success. As evidence, they point to the fact that Indonesia hasn't suffered a major terrorist attack in more than 3 years. But Ansiad Mumbai admits the government hasn't made much headway on part two.
As long as their radical ideology couldn't be neutralized, the terrorists will exist.
He says what's needed now is a focus on the rural communities, especially the country's 15,000 or so Islamic boarding schools, or pesantrens. For many Indonesians, these religious schools offer the only chance for an education. Most pesantrens are associated with mainstream Islamic groups that condemn violence, but some preach a fundamentalist strain of Islam. This is the Al Mukmin school in central Java. Boys in blue trousers and white button-down shirts dash to the water fountains. Then they slip off their sandals to enter the mosque. One of the school's founders is Abu Bakr Bashir, the man believed to be the spiritual leader of Jemaah Islamiyah. And all three of the men convicted in the Bali bombings have ties here.
Darul Islam tujuannya betul, ya.
The school's current director is Ustadz Wahidudin. He says he supports the goals of Islamist groups like Jemaah Islamiyah, but not necessarily their methods. Asked if he feels responsible for the violent actions of past students, he says no.
Yang kalau sudah mereka alumni adalah bukan tugas tanggung jawab kami lagi, ya.
I don't feel responsible, he says, not if they've already graduated. The school's leaders have recently pledged to work with a local university on a new program aimed at ending religious violence. Eko Prasetyo directs the program. He says one issue is how insular pesantrens can be, so he leads students and teachers on outings beyond the pesantren gates.
They live in a homogeneous society. Unfortunately, they meet the same people, same places, same religious doctrine. They never see what happens in society. We introduce that reality is complex, not only black and white, good and bad.
Kiai Maman has absorbed that lesson. He runs the Al Misan Pesantren in Cirebon, West Java.
Dengan para apa namanya? Para santri yang lama ya.
At first, I was just like any other young pesantren student. My ideas were hard-line, and I was narrow-minded, and I always thought that I was right.
Kiai Maman says the violent riots after the fall of Suharto in 1998 made him begin to question his views. Now his pesantren teaches tolerance. But Kiai Maman's efforts have met resistance. At a rally for religious pluralism in Jakarta last year, Kiai Maman was attacked by hardline groups. He bows his head to show where they hit him, with wooden sticks.
Agama yang apa perspektif Islam yang moderat itu tetap penting untuk masa depan.
He says he believes moderate Islam is the future of Indonesia, but radical Islam still has the power to destroy the community. For the world, I'm Dorian Marina, Jakarta, Indonesia.